Will Canada retaliate with its own tariffs if Trump follows through on threats? Canada responded with retaliatory tariffs in 2018 when then-US President Donald Trump imposed tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum products. That response may again be considered should President-elect Trump follow through on recent threats to impose 25% tariffs on Canadian imports. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland said Canada's 2018 response was successful when asked during a November 26 press conference whether Ottawa would consider retaliatory tariffs again this time. Canada had a united, smart, targeted response. "We imposed dollar-for-dollar retaliatory tariffs on the United States," she said, referring to the 2018 tariffs. "Our response was successful. Some warn the impacts of retaliatory tariffs would be hard on Canada as well. It's like cutting off your nose to spite your face," said economist Jack Mintz, President's Fellow at the University of Calgary's School of Public Policy. "Economics literature would suggest that retaliation hurts the economy even more," he told the Epoch Times via email. He said retaliation could also be politically desirable to show that we can be tough too. "Reaching an agreement to avoid tariff increases on either side is the best course of action," he said, "and should be our aim. Retaliatory tariffs on U.S. imports would raise costs for those goods domestically. Any retaliatory tariffs are likely to be targeted and strategic," said TD economist Mark Urquileo in a report published October 24. This would mimic the actions taken in 2018 when Canada released a laundry list of consumer goods that would face a 10% tariff in addition to steel and aluminum tariffs, he said. From whiskies to orange juice and lawn mowers to maple syrup, goods categories were carefully selected to inflict pain on Republican and swing states while protecting Canadian producers and consumers. Trump's tariff on Canadian steel products in 2018 was 25%, and his tariff on Canadian aluminum products was 10%. Failing the ability to avoid a U.S. tariff hike, a retaliation approach will likely be top of mind for Ottawa, Urquileo said. Trump had spoken during his presidential campaign of imposing tariffs and, on November 25, announced his plan to sign an executive order to that effect upon taking office in January 2025. He said he will charge a 25% tariff on all products from Canada and Mexico in response to an influx of illegal immigration and illicit drugs being brought into the United States over the borders. "Both Mexico and Canada have the absolute right and power to easily solve this long simmering problem. We hereby demand that they use this power, and until such time that they do, it is time for them to pay a very big price," he said in a statement. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has threatened retaliatory tariffs. "One tariff will follow another and so on, until we put our common businesses at risk," she said on November 26, adding that tariffs may cause inflation and job losses in both the United States and Mexico. On November 27, Trump said he had spoken with Sheinbaum, and that her country had agreed to prevent illegal immigrants from going to the southern border, effective immediately. Hardest hit sectors. The hardest hit sectors in Canada would likely be the auto and energy industries, because those are the top industries for export to the United States. Global Automakers of Canada President and CEO David Adams says he's taking Trump's threats seriously, regardless of whether the tariffs may be a threat aimed at inciting action on border issues. "If such a tariff is pursued, it will obviously be damaging for all sectors of the economy, including our own. But that damage will be felt on both sides of the border, given how integrated our economies are," Adams told the Epoch Times via email. U.S. exports to Canada totaled $484 billion in 2023, while Canadian exports to the United States totaled $593 billion. "The economic relationship between our two countries is balanced and mutually beneficial," Freeland said on November 26. "We need them and they also need us.